You know, as I was sitting over there listening to the testimonies tonight, you know, I'm almost confident to believe that alongside of some people who know nothing about Christ that are here tonight, I believe that there is a multitude who have walked away or found yourself in that place away from the relationship with Christ, backslidden. And so today I want to talk strategically to that person. And I want to talk to the one who knows that you do not belong to Christ tonight. And as I was listening to the testimonies, I was thinking about this story in the Bible. Tonight, I want to talk to you about honesty. You see, it's easy for us to come into a place like this and we dress nice and we look nice, but we could actually be in a place where we're not being completely honest. And then we want to know why things don't change. And so the story I want to tell you about is about a father. There's this father in the Bible who he had a son. And the Bible says that his son had this spirit that would throw him around, throw him to the ground, cause him to convulse and foam at the mouth, and his teeth would gnash and he would be rigid. And the spirit would also try to kill him. And just like you heard in the testimonies, all of these different things that they found themselves struggling with, just like all of us, these things were meant to kill them. Now, this father, he came to Jesus and he says, listen, he says, if you can do anything, just have compassion on us, have mercy on us. And Jesus looked at this man and he says, if I can do anything, if I can have compassion, he says, all things are possible to those that believe. But here's what the man said, and this really caught my attention. The man said, I do believe, but help thou my unbelief. You know, and oftentimes we can look at this story and we look at this man and we can kind of look down on him because there was a measure of unbelief in him. But I beg to differ. I believe that Christ looked at him and what he saw was an honest man. What he saw was a man that wasn't trying to play no games. It was a man who was, he had desperate need. His son was getting thrown around. And as a father, that must have tore him apart. And so this man was just tired of playing games. He needed help. And he came to the one that he knew could help him, but he didn't know everything. And I believe that there are some of us in this room tonight that we know that there's a God. And we know that we need God. And the evidence of that is that you're here tonight. See, if I could keep it real with you, I know that it's not one of us that's in this room tonight that was walking down this block and we tripped up and in Times Square Church. That's not happening. See, I know that there is a measure of belief in us. We believe that there is a God, and we believe and know that we need this God. But there's something that keeps us away from the relationship with God because we don't fully understand. We don't have this thing figured out. We see people around us and it's like, no way that I could be like that. Like, I'm rotten. I got all kind of stuff going on in my life. Just like Ilya was sharing earlier. She said that she was struggling with this thing. And she knew exactly what to say to people to keep her, keep them out of her business. But it came a point in Elia's life. It came a point in Elia's life, in my life, in many of those that are sitting in this room, that we had to get honest with God. And I'm going to tell you something. When that man said, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. Don't think that that caught God by surprise. Don't think he was like, oh my God. He don't believe. God strategically got you in this place tonight. You see, something happened. When that man was honest with God, immediately you heard not another word. Jesus asked the man, he said, how long has this been happening to your son? And he said, since he was a boy. And I think about how many of us have been struggling for so long, since we were children. Elia talked about as a young lady, this seed got sown into her. And then she began to see the fruition of it as she found herself in Columbia University. Sometimes we don't understand where these things start. And we don't understand how we get in the predicament that we find ourselves in. But there is a way out. And that way out is Jesus. Listen, I can go on and on talking about this because I know what it's like being in that place. Struggling, not knowing everything, not understanding the things of God in the fullness. And none of us do. But sometimes we feel like we have to before we can respond to him. And Jesus is saying, no, what I'm looking for is not the man or the woman that got it all together. Not the young person that knows the right thing to say so that you can keep people out of your business. But I'm looking for that man or woman who is simply willing to be honest with me. That's the person that I can work with. You see, he began to speak to that young man. And when he spoke to that young man, he told the spirit to come out. And the spirit tried to throw him on the floor one more time as if he had more power than the one who is power. Gotta be kidding me. And something happened. As that young man laid on the ground, the people around him said that he must be dead. And that's what people are saying about us. When they see us acting the way we do, when they see us live the way that we live and we have no ability to come out of it, some people around us are saying, that dude is dead. She's dead. She's of no good. But Jesus tonight wants to extend his hand to you. He wants to raise you up. He wants to turn your life around. You see, I know that there are men and women in here. This is something that I say all the time. And I told God that I would voice this every time I get an opportunity. There is something inside each one of us in this room tonight that know that we were meant for so much more than what we are right now. We know that. And the reason why I know that is because God put that there. And he brought you here tonight because he wants to stir that thing up. He wants to wake that thing up in you. You see that promise that he has made to you. He has chosen you before the foundations of the world. He has called you to be one of this nation's deliverers. And I know you can't really understand that in the fullness. But if you would be honest with God tonight and just simply say, yes. Yes, Lord. Lord, I don't understand this thing in the fullness. Lord, I don't even know what hallelujah means. I don't know what amen means, but I know that you're speaking to me tonight. You know what? There's some people, I know some stuff is bubbling up in you because you know that God is putting his finger on something in your life tonight. And I want to do something tonight. I want to give you an invitation to do something tonight. You see, and this invitation is going to take boldness. And I'm going to tell you what boldness means. You see, when Jesus died on the cross for you, he did it boldly. He didn't hide behind no wall and said, no, I'm going to get on the cross behind the wall, behind the curtain, where nobody can't see me. No, he did it openly. And he did it for you and he did it for me. And so tonight, I want to give you an invitation. And I want you to stand up in boldness. You see, tonight, there is a measure of faith in this house for you to believe. You're here. You're already here. And so there's a measure of faith in you. But tonight, what I'm going to provoke you to do is I want you to step out. You see, it's easy for us to voice something out of our mouth. But what we do next says so much more about what we really believe than what we say out of our mouth. And so tonight, I'm going to ask everybody in this place to please stand. Let's not be afraid. Tonight is going to be the first night of the best of the rest of your life for some people in this place. You see, I know in this room, you might not even understand what that means, but there are pastors sitting in this congregation. There is missionaries sitting here. These are teachers. There are men and women of God sitting in this congregation that God is waiting for you to respond so that he can stir you up. You see, God wants to turn this city upside down. And guess what? He's chosen you. You are the man. You are the woman. You are the one that he wants to use to reach this nation. And I'm going to tell you, as the worship team comes and begins to play, as the worship team is worshiping, I want you in all boldness. You step out of that seat and you come up here. We're going to meet with God. We're not going to do nothing strange. We're going to come up here. We're going to meet with God. I'm going to pray for you. And we're going to believe God to change this world. First, he's going to start in your life, transform your life, and we're going to change and reach this nation. The altar is open. And listen, don't let the devil lie to you. You see, I know there's a war going on in your heart right now because I sat in those same seats and I know what that war is about. Because he tells you, if you step out, they're going to think you crazy. People are going to laugh at you. They're going to think you soft. But I'm talking about boldness tonight. Fathers, mothers, brothers, uncles, cousins, sisters, get up here tonight. We're going to meet with God. Hallelujah. And listen, lean over to the person next to you and go, you know, yo, if you go, I'll go with you. Don't be afraid. Let's flood this place and believe God tonight. Hallelujah. God is so pleased with you today. Because that's all it takes is one step. Now, I want to ask if there are any who, this is your first time that you've ever come forward in a manner like this, if you would just raise your hand. I want to pray with you first. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Listen, I want you to, I'm going to say a prayer. And I want you to say, just repeat after me. Because your voice is so important to God. And you have to know that. And he wants to hear your voice. So I'm just going to pray. And you just say the same thing that I say. Okay? Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. Thank you that you knew exactly where I was. And you know exactly where I am right now. And even though I don't understand everything, I believe that you are God. And I believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, died on the cross, taking on all my wrongdoings that I deserve death for, so that I wouldn't have to die. I thank you tonight that as I stand here before these, that I am forgiven. And I thank you, Lord, that you have special plans for me to use me, to raise me up, to be a man or a woman of God. So that I might glorify your name. Now, God, I'm asking
that you would teach me
who you are.
Show me your ways.
Show me your purposes. And I want to understand
everything about you.
So, Lord, I commit my life to you,
asking that you would be glorified
and honored in Jesus' name.
I want to also pray for the person who is recommitting their lives back to the relationship with Jesus Christ.
I know that there are many here, and I just want to pray for you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for these that are here, God. God, I thank you, God, that tonight, God, you have spoken and we have heard you, Lord. God, now I'm asking that you would seal the decisions that we have made, God, by the earnestness of the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the living God. God, I'm asking that you would give a hunger and a thirst for your word, God. Teach us about your word, God. God, help us to come to you and to pray. God, to just talk to you and allow you to talk to us, God. Lord, and I pray for my brothers and sisters that you would give them wisdom beyond their years, that you would give them courage and boldness to stand, God, in the midst of this wicked generation. God, glorify your name in and through them, God. That's our chiefest desire. Yeah. Father, we thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Thank you and God bless you.